Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You're live here with Ibrahim Speaks, and we have a very special guest here today that we're going to be bringing to you. But you know, we always start our show off with love, because if you don't love each other, how are you going to get together in groups? How are you going to work together? And just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Now, if you're committing an act and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. If each one of you only commit acts to make the other feel good, your relationships will be great, our groups will be great, and our camaraderie with our friends will be great. Don't be pushing people's buttons to see if they love you or not. Don't even go there, because that creates a problem, okay? So just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Now, I'd like to thank all those who are checking in. Now, remember, watching as your hand goes up, to ask questions and stuff, your number goes to the top of the list, okay? So as the calls are coming in, everyone is being sequenced, so I'll know who to go to, who's asking questions, and what's going on, okay? Now, today we're bringing you the Honorable Michael Duncan of the UNIACL, okay? I'm looking for his number. I don't see his number as of yet. There we are. Okay, so we're going to bring him on right now, and then we're going to start the show, because he is the main reason why we called this show today. Because remember now, he is the head of a government, and when you address the head of a government, when you call in, it's either Mr. President, Mr. Duncan, okay, and that's how we address heads of state. I want you to know who you're dealing with, okay? So we got to give our brother the same respect that we give any head of a government, okay? And so right now, I'd like to bring on Brother Michael Duncan. Michael Duncan, are you on the line?
Yes, greetings, my dear brother. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're on the line, Mr. President. Yes, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
It's not every day I get to host the head of state, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come down here and talk to the little guys. Thank you so much. And so we're going to start off with the questions, because some of the hands are going up already. They have questions for you already, so they're just getting in line here because the switchboard is filling up here. So as the calls come in, I'll know who's checking in first, because the switchboard lines you up, okay? So now, Mr. President, the first thing I'd like you to do is just tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you become a UNIA member.
Well, I got into learning about Mr. Garvey when I was 17 years old and in high school in Brooklyn. I attended a high school in Brooklyn, and it was at 17 I picked up the philosophy and opinion of Marcus Garvey, and it taught me the basic things about Black nationalism and race first and what we need to do for ourselves as a people. So that gave me the background, even though at that point I wasn't a member of the UNIA. But it gave me the basics about Garvey and Garveyism that pointed me in this direction. And it was years later, after running my own organization, and I said to myself, I asked myself a question, you know, if Mr. Garvey and our ancestors created the ultimate group, the ultimate government, the ultimate movement for us, why do I need to create an organization of my own? And there and then I decided to become a member of the UNIA so I can serve African people all over the globe. So that's my incentive. That's my motivation.
Ah, okay. Well, that's pretty good. Now, could you tell us exactly what is the UNIA and who actually was this Marcus Garvey? Or the Honorable Marcus Garvey, I should say. Goodness props. Would you expound on that a little bit? Just tell us what the what is the UNIAACL, and who is explain to us a little bit, who is Marcus Garvey?
Yes, but to the acronym UNIAACL, the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, was formed by Mr. Garvey, Mr. Marcus Messiah Garvey, born in Jamaica, the island of Jamaica, in 1887. From a young boy, Mr. Garvey was exposed to books, to reading, so he read a lot. He read everything that he could put his eyes and his mind on. But after growing up and seeing the plight of black people in Jamaica, he was quite amazed and turned off. And between 1910 and 1912, he traveled throughout South and Central America. There he saw the plight of black people there. And from 1912 until 1914, he traveled throughout Europe and other parts of the world and saw that the same situation existed there for black people. And on a trip from London to Kingston, Jamaica in 1914, he asked himself those famous questions: where is the black man king and his kingdom? Where is the black man government? Where are his people of high places? Mr. Garvey said, I couldn't find them. Therefore, I'm going to help you make them. And that's when Mr. Garvey returned to the UNIA, went home to Jamaica and created the UNIA in 1914. And between 1914 and the 1920s, it developed into a mass organization of approximately 12 million members and over 1,100 chapters in the world, serving African people all over, my brother.
Okay. That's quite an accomplishment. You know, I understand that he had the largest black organization in the history of America, period. They're not giving him the props in history. They're not telling us about what's really going on and what's happening. Now, we have 5828. Yeah, you're going to be the first caller that we open up when we start answering questions, okay? So just hold on. We got you. We're starting to call in questions already. The next question I wanted to ask you was, how many presidents have there been, and what number president are you?
There have been 10 presidents prior to me. I'm the 10th successor. Therefore, I am the 11th president general.
Okay. And, excuse me. Now here's a question that's been on everybody's mind ever since I told that you're going to be on the air. They really want to know this. The question is, what progress has the UNIA made since Marcus Garvey started the UNIA?
Well, what I can say, Mr. Garvey built a mass movement. And from that mass movement, he created a lot of things, a whole lot of industries, economic ventures, real estate, newspaper company, everything, every supermarket. Mr. Garvey created everything, and he left it for us. But you have to realize that the powers that be realized they had to stop Mr. Garvey. So they brought him up on trumped-up charges, convicted him, put him in prison, and ultimately deported him. But after Mr. Garvey was deported, the powers that be did so much to destroy the movement by imprisoning Mr. Garvey's supporters, by deporting others, by just doing everything to stop the movement. So after Mr. Garvey was deported, a lot of members then become fearful to identify themselves as UNIA members. And that caused a big problem. So from Mr. Garvey's death, the movement kept strong between Mr. Garvey's death in 1940 and the great Carlos Cooks in Harlem in 1966. But for the last 30 years, we had seen a breakdown of the UNIA. We had seen a decrease in the membership, and it's because we haven't promoted Garvey and Garveyism properly. But for me coming into the UNIA now, my aim is what can I do, UNIA? I see that the UNIA is in a plight, and that's caused because we're not committing ourselves to our movement. We're not volunteering. We're not giving. We are not building. We are not investing in our own. So that's what I am here to bring. And the movement is at its lowest point. And within the last 2 years, however, we have grown the movement. One such thing we have done in New York, we have gotten roughly 200 members, UNIA members and followers, to invest over $1 million to create a supermarket / wholesale company, because it was the economic prominence that brought us to the high days in Mr. Garvey. And we realized that the economic prominence will take us back to where we were in the days of Mr. Garvey.
Well, you're absolutely right. And because I've been floating around, I'm out of Philadelphia, and I've been floating around. I'm chapter 139, division 139 is in the house. My problem is that I don't see that they're actually pushing Garvey. And that's what I was looking for, because a lot of my children and everything, they want to be a part of the Garvey movement, and they have to promote it and invest in it and spend the time in it, just like you say. And I think that's very important, you know. Well, my next question is that how many chapters do we have now? Are you still there? I think we lost our host here. Go down and see where he is.
Yes, hello. You hear me, brother? Is he hearing me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, you fell out for a minute, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, did you hear the question?
Sorry, yes.
I asked how many chapters are there?
We're in the process of really building again. We're in the process of really building. Currently, in New York, we have three chapters in New York. In D.C., we have two chapters. We have chapters in Louisiana. We have two chapters in Chicago. We have chapters in Florida. We have chapters in St. Croix. We have about five chapters in Jamaica. Currently, we have chapters in Liberia. We have chapters in Ghana, Kenya, Sierra Leone. We have about 39 chapters, but a lot of them are not active, and we're activating them again so they can be actively participating in the growth of African people. And we realize we have to build brick by brick, mortar by mortar, because our people are looking to us for leadership. The chapters had degraded in the 80s and in the 90s, and I'm in the position where my thing is to build chapter in every city in the United States and every country in Africa and the Caribbean, basically everywhere where black people live. So, but on account of that, I've been traveling to various states and various countries to build these chapters.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very good. I'm glad you're on the move. I understand you have three chapters in Philadelphia. Are you planning on opening up chapters in Delaware and New Jersey?
Yeah, well, we are always looking for brothers and sisters to create new chapters. And all we need are seven serious Africans, seven people, seven brothers and sisters who want to create a division, and we can give them a charter. We're looking to create chapters everywhere because our people need service everywhere. We have the commissioner of Philadelphia the District 3 Commissioner, who we're going to be pushing to create chapters in New Jersey and in Delaware, because, as I said, we need chapters in every state, in every city where African people live in the United States and the rest of the world.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad you're on the move. You're working hard, and it sounds like you're really doing a lot to try to bring back the historical significance of Marcus Garvey. I know that the Historical Society has recognized, I think it's Division 121, the building on 1650 to be more, as a historical site. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. It's very good to be recognized by them, and we're quite we're okay with it. But you know, I'm not too crazy about being recognized by others. What I'd like to do is to be recognized by us, where our people see the importance of that building, the legacy, what it has meant to African people in Philadelphia and the rest of the world, because you have to realize that that building there, what it means to us is that this has been in black people's hands since 1940. You have to realize that Malcolm X spoke at that building. Minister Farrakhan, when they had the split in the Nation of Islam, he spoke at that building. Kwame Nkrumah visited that building and speaks. So the significance of our people, the various president generals spent time at that building. So historically, it's a great monument and a great history maker for us. So we should appreciate that building and keep it in African hands for the next 300 years. So what we want for people to truly show that they appreciate that building is to visit the building and help keep it as a UNIA stronghold, a stronghold for the African people for the next 300 years. For while people give us things, they can take it away. But when we commit ourselves to our structures and keep them safe because of what this structure means to us and what it means to African people, that's the international headquarters for Africans the world over, my brother.
Thank you very much. That was very well put. We appreciate everything that you're doing and the hard work that you're putting in. And my last question is, before I make the last question, I was reading in Philosophy and Opinion, and Marcus Garvey says that without the people, you have no government. And I know he set up three or four different organizations to help bring power to the people. One of them was the Legion, the military, paramilitary. He had a paramilitary group. And a nation without a military, it ain't much of a nation. Are you thinking in terms of rebuilding the Legion?
Yes, and ultimately that has to come. You know, that and everything else has to come, because once you build your wealth, you have to develop it. But, Mr. Garvey said it best. As Mr. Garvey began the planning, he said there are three great pillars. One of the pillars is economics, one politics, and the other cultural. And he said while the latter are great and important, economics must be first and foremost. And while the military part is very, very important, the only way we can build it is to get our economy strong, because to have a strong military, every country needs to have a strong economic system.
You're absolutely right. I remember one of the elders from Division 121, Elder Gossett. I like him so much. He's such a powerful brother. He used to tell us that back in the day when Garvey was here and they had the Legion, that they not only respected the UNA, but they feared the UNA, because if you mess with any Garvey, he would send a crew after you, you know. I thought that was pretty profound. And I used to laugh at that
of
when
course.
He would tell me that, you know. And they used to march down the street and two or three blocks long with the with their military clothes on, and just and the people used to stick their hands out the window and wave to them and all that, you know. So this is some of the things that the old timers used to tell me about what was going on back during the Garvey times. And my last question is before we start taking our callers, the last question I'm going to ask you is, what is your agenda for the UNA going forward? I know you touched on some of it, but if you can just elaborate a little more, that would be great.
The number one part of my agenda is recruitment. If people are not following you, if people are not working with you, if you're not serving people, then you're not leading. So our objective is to get as many Africans as possible sign up, activate their citizenship with the UNIA. Mr. Garvey said that every African person who has African blood coursing through his or her vein is a member of the UNIA. So if you're listening right now and you have African blood coursing through your vein, you are a member of the UNIA. The only thing is, there are two types of members, as Mr. Garvey said. There is an inactive member and an active member. We're asking each and every African to activate your membership in the UNIA today. And if you're in Philadelphia, we're asking you to visit us on the 3rd of February, 3 p.m. at 1609 Cecil B. Moore Avenue, where you can come and join us and activate your citizenship in the UNIA. The prime part of my agenda is to build membership, and from building the membership, we use the membership to help solidify the economic base, which will help us to attain the balance of our agenda.
Well, there you are, people. You got a lot of callers on the line here. They really want to hear what you have to say. And I want to thank everybody that's calling in right now. We're going to take questions and answers here in a minute. And but what I want to know, do you have a call-in number that the people on the line can call? Like, maybe there is seven people out there that want to come on and engage in a struggle and help build the UNIA back to what it used to be under your leadership. Do you have a number that they can call, that they can get in touch with somebody to actually, cause now this is a global network here, so we got people calling us from all over the place. So if you have numbers that they can call, maybe more than one number that they can get in touch with somebody to come in, you know?
I'm going to give a number. This is the general number where you can call from anywhere. The number is 646-807-6502.
Just give that again. 646.
646.
Uh-huh. 807-6502. I'm going to say that number again. The number is 646-807-6502. There you have it, straight from the president's mouth himself. He's ready to build, he's ready to go to work, and he's looking for strong-minded African people to come on, join in, and let's get the show on the road. Now, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take maybe a couple questions. Is that okay?
Of course, brother, of course.
Okay, now we have 5828. He's the first one called in and put his hand up right away. Make sure I get my questions answered. Now, I just want to let you know that we don't give out names unless you want the name to be given out. We just, we just give out the last four of your number. And and then you can, and we'll let you, and that will let you know that we're talking about you. So we got 5828. Your mic is open, and you're on air.
Yes, Mr. President. Just like to thank you for coming on the air to be able to address our questions. One of the questions I would like to ask, and I have several, and I'll stop, and hopefully you are writing down this information, so the fact that you're able to elaborate on it once I ask them. First question, what is the process of getting a chapter once you sign up for the UNI? Is there a process before you actually get a chapter or what? I'll let you write that down.
Yeah. Well, the process is the first thing is that we want seven serious African people who have decided to create a charter, and but then they would submit that to the UNIA parent body, and immediately to receiving the information with an application fee of $100. We would review the application and the information and try to charter the division, the chapter, as soon as possible.
Okay. I was told concerning that information that you have to study for 6 months and you would have to pass a test before you get, I believe that was by the High Chamber, Raymond Duguay, made that reference that before you can get a chapter, you have to study for 6 months, and you would have to pass a test before you are issued. You, the president of that division, and the seven members that is registering as a division. So I was wondering, is that a true statement for all of divisions?
Yeah. You know, we have what is called, and we have what is called an orientation thing that we have right now. Even for just regular members coming in, they have to go through a 3 month process. But I'm saying for that process that people are going through, we would be able to work with them through that time, because what we want to make sure that whoever is going to lead a division. It is actually equipped mentally to even deal with people who are going to become members. So while we would accept the person charter and start working with the person, we would want to think that the person is going to commit themselves, and everything would be contingent on that person proving over the next 3 to 6 months that they are worthy of a charter. We would start working with them as soon as possible, but still, there's going to be that time period which they would have to prove themselves, and that would have to be within a 3 to 6 month period, because sometimes you have brothers and sisters who are serious, and this they're serious about and want to make happen, but sometimes people are not serious, and we want to weed out the people who are procrastinating, and to make sure we commit ourselves to those people who are serious. So it's just that period we go through to confirm and finalize that these people are the right people to lead a division.
Yeah. Okay. You were saying that economically the UNIA is you need for it to grow and go into other kinds of the movement to develop into a strong position to be able to back a military financially. You would need the economic. From so far from what I've heard, you only mentioned one business. You've been president for how long now?
Since 2016.
Okay, and there's only one business that's been established besides, is that an own business as far as the, I believe it's called The Rock, is that the only business that you're backing to be able to consider the UNIA at this particular time, or are you trying to also back other businesses besides, that's bringing under the UNIA that you are actually backing, because I'm only hearing about the one business within New York City, which I'm pretty close to, but other chapters in other areas of the world also you would think that you and I will be investing in. So are there any other businesses that are
And thank you for the question, brother. The Rock is the major business because it's the largest business, and it took a lot of resources to create that business. We're still trying to set the base as far as that is concerned, but another business that, because what we're doing is also influence our members to start business and help our members to finance business. What we have done so far here, apart from that, there's a sister that created the Black Star Line Travel and Shipping Company. Well, right now, the trip that's going on next week, we're leaving for Africa next week, the Black Star Line Shipping and Travel is actually doing the trip to Africa for us. So that's another business that another of our members created, and we push our people to support. Another business that one of our other members created is an art and craft business where these brothers and sisters get people in Ghana, Accra, Ghana, and in Kumasi, Ghana, to make arts and crafts and tapestry for them. So it's another business that's growing. A third business that we have done is in Africa. We have created a business in Liberia that's called the Liberian Industries. And all UNIA members or any African who wants to invest in such a business can. And the Liberia Industries will be a great business because it gives us the opportunity to create things in the land, and that's in Liberia. And last but not least, we were able to help a group in the Ndinkra village in Ghana, about 40 miles outside of Kumasi, to start a business by us investing some money with them. They were able to buy materials. They were able to buy thread and make the kente cloth and make tapestry and sell. So those are some of the things we're investing in. But as we go along, we want all our members, or most of our members who decide to do business, we want to be able to work with them and help them create businesses.
Okay, that's fine. So all of this can be found on the
website. I have to hold you up for a
minute,
because right now...
No, I'm just asking if all this information can be found on the website. That's all.
It's our commercial, so I have to run the commercial right quick, because we talk the talk, but we also walk the walk, so we like to support the other people that are on radio that are doing different things. So if you just hold on for a minute, we're going to run a commercial right quick, and then we'll come back and Mr. Duncan can answer whatever questions that you're trying to ask him. Okay, so just hold on. Right now, this is we're going to run a commercial for a minute, so just bear with us for a minute while we give support to some of the other people who are working hard and trying to get the word out to our people and trying to make our people aware of what's going on, okay? This is Elohim Radio. We're here every Sunday between 7 and 8, fully of your time. The call in number is 516-453-9230. If you have a question or a shout-out, if you have a business and you want to promote your business or something like that there, just press 1. That lets me know that you're on the line, that you have a comment or that you have a question that you want to ask. And we don't charge anybody to advertise on our radio show. We're giving back to the community as the community has given to us. We did not mention your name unless you wanted to mention your name. I see the board just lit up. We did not mention your name unless you wanted to mention your name. We just call you by the last three numbers and on your phone that let us know that we're talking to you, okay? So if you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out, just put your hand up. We also have a gospel CD on the market, 911, Jesus of Mercy. Jesus is Coming is the name of the link. You can go to CD Baby, CD Elohim Christ, number 2, and that'll take you into CD Baby. You can download and buy the album if you want. We're also on Amazon, okay? So check us out. We also have, you can also catch me on YouTube, just click Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming, and that will take you to the YouTube site where you can listen to my songs and stuff like that there, or you can share if you want, you know? Now, we ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming? When is Jesus coming back? How is Jesus coming back? We think he's coming back the same way he came the first time, through the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, we want to tell you that we need those babies, so be careful about the babies that you're dumping, because it's those going to be those children coming out of the goddess's womb that's going to get us out of this mess that we're in. You're looking for Jesus. Now, I'm telling you right now, every baby you have has that potential Christ energy in them. So we need those babies, and be mindful of what you're dumping, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. That's also on, it's in CD form as well. And if you want to find out and more information about the book, just call 215-977-0777 from 9 to 5. You get information about the book. Also, I'm in the gold business, so if you guys are tired of being thousandaires and want to be a millionaire, give us a call from 9 to 5 again at 215-977-0777 so you can get off that debt dollar and start handling some real money. I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his history book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history, and he fills in all the missing blanks that we're not getting from history from some of the other historians. Not that all the historians are good, but this guy understands the story. I'd like to give a shout-out to Legacy of a Nation, hosted by Brother Mack and Son. He comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about black history, health, economics, and politics. And and the call-in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to 7752. He's on every morning at 9 o'clock and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. That call-in number is the same, 319-427-6199. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor, and she comes on every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. I give her a call. She's pretty good. Now, she read me, and she did pretty good, you know. I'm not easy to read. I'm a little complicated, okay? And her call is number 347-215-8040, okay? And you can go to her website, NikkiLoveNunam.com. That's WNOM.com, NikkiLoveNunam. We also have the AC, the UNIAC, on the 1660 Boomer Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 3 p.m. Sunday. Just give a couple of your calls if you want more information about what's going on with the UNA in Philadelphia. That number is 267-513-8789. He's president of Division 139, and we're just letting you know that Division 139 is in the house. Okay. Also, RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-638-5828 and ask for the Deacon. He will hook you up. If you need flags or whatever you want, he'll take care of you. I also like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who's a friend of mine, because we in the music together, you know, bands fell all over the world, you know. He got 6 CDs on the market. He goes under the name of Yesterday's Child. And if you want to find out more about his CD, just Google CD Baby, type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton directly. For more information, it's 267-259-4077. And if you want me to go over any of this stuff again, I will. Just, you know, once you put your hand up, let me get a number. If you want me to have a number that you're missing, just let me know. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. They just released their new CD called Reflections, and man, can these guys throw down. I went to see them. They are really good. If you want to book them or find out about their CD, just call Patrick at 215-407-1419. And you can just treat yourself, because I don't go to the clubs or nothing, but when I want to hear some good music, I go to the churches. You know what I mean? I don't go in the clubs no more. I go to the churches to hear that good music, and those bands be kicking. I'm telling you. I also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. We have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-5611. If you're sick and you don't have these two guys on speed dial, I'm telling you, you deserve to be sick. Now, nobody deserves to be sick. Yeah, we ain't gonna go into that, you know. So don't worry. Call these guys and be healthy. We'll also give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube, and you can go catch her on YouTube every Sunday. Her information is not here for some reason. Oh, I forgot that. I'm reading the information. I forgot to put it back in. But her YouTube, she's on YouTube. It's called The Spoken Word. You go look up Tammy on The Spoken Word, and you'll be able to listen to her. She'll be saying some pretty good stuff, okay? That being done, our commercial is done. I'm sorry to take us so long, but, you know, we have to give back. We can't just take, you know. We can talk the talk, but we literally have to walk the walk, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, 5828, I have so many callers on the line, and we don't have but an hour. So what I'd like to do is catch a few other callers, and then we'll come back to you, and you can ask some more questions to Mr. President, okay? Now we have 2321. I'm sorry, no, I'll place here. We have 8635. We have, I want to get your mic open. Your mic's open. We have Mr. President Duncan on the line. So if you have a question or something, that's 8638. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, yeah, do you have a comment or a question for Mr. Duncan?
Yes, Mr. Duncan, good evening all. Lance Jones out of North Carolina. I wanted to...
Good evening, my brother. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm glad to have this opportunity to speak with you. I've been working very diligently with a few chapters to create some synergy and begin to focus on trade and commerce and look at different things, commonalities that will strengthen us. And some of us have agreed to even meet in a few months from different parts of the world, different parts of Africa and America, which is a beautiful thing. My focus is on security, and I wanted to know, have we looked in that direction? We're talking about all these businesses. The security industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. It's only growing. And my company, we actually teach and show people how to start those businesses successfully and grow them. Is there such a program in place now? In other words, what we do is we'll come in and actually show folks, our family, how to start a security business and run it successfully wherever they are. We'll acquire the license if we don't have it yet and help them to open up. And it does require a small fee up front, however, is to get them up and going with the license. Is there such a program in places yet?
Say that for me again, brother.
Is there a program in place within the UNIA that is helping those brothers and sisters who want to join or start a business in the security industry? That's what we do. We teach people how to start business in the security industry, from start to uniform selection to how to acquire clients. Very important. Anyone that wants to start a business, we can help them. I was wondering if there's any system, such system in place now.
Well. First of all, brother, I have to thank and congratulate you, because we don't have a lot of us in this line of business. And I think that's a good business, but most of us just don't know. So if you have the expertise, if you have the experience where you can teach our people how to get into business like this, that's something that would be welcomed by me, by us. we would love to have a brother like you with your company in the UNIA, working with the UNIA to create more companies such as yours in the UNIA, in our communities.
Do you have a number or something, that call-in number where we can call you and get back at you, or somebody can call you about what's going on and what you're trying to do? Do you have a number for that you don't get?
My number would be 336, area code 336, and we're based in North Carolina, 988-8638. Once again, 336-988-8638. And we'll walk you through the entire process of starting your business and growing it.
And, brother, I'm going to give... But I'd like to give that number again, brother, that you can reach out to give us all this information. The number again is 646-807-6502. And thank you very much again, my brother.
No problem. I've already called and left a message. So I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you.
Do you have the name of your company so that other people that might want to get involved with your company?
You can visit our website at www.safe, S-A-F-E, like being safe, secure, like being secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, worldwide.com. www.safesecureworldwide.com.
Okay. Okay. All right, we got you now. We got so many callers on the line. It's time to start to run short. So we're going to go to the next caller, okay? And thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate your input. So just stay on the line and you can listen to what's going on, okay? The next call is 4339. You're up next. We're a little delayed because we got a few callers here. So 4339, can you hear me? You're on the air.
Yes, good evening. I'd like to say peace and love to the whole family tonight. How's everybody? I'd like to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for bringing this phone call to the table. Tonight we have our brother Michael Duncan on the line, which I am a member out of Local 121 in Philadelphia. And as we can hear on the phone, that many people of many talents can come into this equation and solve world problems. I'd like to say to everybody on this line tonight, I want to be short and brief and very sincere to everybody on this line. This is not a joke. We do not have another minute to play. Our government, they're up to something. I don't know what they're up to, but we have to get on our stool immediately. Now, I have an opportunity where people can put hundreds to thousands of dollars in their pockets every week. All we have to do is move our people. So I asked Michael Duncan, who's the president of 121. He knows me very well. And we have to build that institution that Marcus Garvey began. That institution that Marcus Garvey began, we should be dying to put that organization back together, better, bigger and better than it used to be. So I'd like everybody to possibly call my wife tomorrow, sometime after 5 o'clock, leave the city you're calling from. Just simply say, I'm calling from North Carolina. My name is such and such. Leave your phone number. I'm going to shoot a link to everybody. I like everybody to look at the link, write your questions down. Then we're going to...
Pardon me? Do you have the number that we can call?
Okay, yeah, that'll be my wife's number.
Can you hold for a second? Let me see if I can pull her number up. Yeah, her number would be 267
780-7493. I'll repeat it. 267-880-7493. Her name is Pat Hill. Just ask for Pat Hill. Tell her the city you live in and give her your phone number, and I'll shoot a text to you. My, you know, I have a vision for what we want to do. Now, I don't know if everybody knows who Angela Davis is, the civil rights activist. I'm in the middle of trying to link up with her because we got to bring people around the world. We want to bring millions of Africans under this opportunity and put hundreds to thousands in their pockets every week. But what do we do as a race with the money? So I'll leave it at that. I'm going to call my wife and tell her to look for these phone calls.
Okay, now do you have a question or anything for Michael Duncan? Because we have a few callers on the line. I'd like to get there.
Well, basically, Michael Duncan and I, we have a little conflict, and I think having dialogue is very important when people sit down and talk. But 121's doors are closed as of right now. For various reasons, I don't know. We've been working all year trying to get our doors open so that we can serve the community. We've got tons of work to do, ladies and gentlemen, and we have no time for shucking and jiving. So I'm just saying to Michael Duncan, we'll talk. Pardon me?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say to Michael Duncan, I'm not a brother of conflict. What I'm saying is, Michael Duncan, open your arms up. Let's bring New York. Let's bring Atlanta. Let's bring every state up under what we want to do, Africans in every community. We are going to network with Africans in Africa, and we're going to just be a better race.
I'm going to have to jump in and give my Mr. President a chance to respond, okay? Thank you so much for calling. We have your number, and they will get back to that for sure. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mr. Duncan, would you like to respond to what the caller just said?
Yes. Caller, thank you so very much for your call. And thank you so very much for your information. Yes, there is only one way, and it's one way. It's race first. Not me first, not you first. Race first. So I totally do agree with you. We have to bring everyone together. Keeping in mind that this system here, the powers that be, has pit us against us since Garvey's time. And we can't allow that to happen anymore. That's why I'm reaching out to each and every one of you, my good brothers and sisters who are listening. Join the ranks of the UNIA. Join the organization that Mr. Garvey created for you. Division 121 Philadelphia is here. It's our home division. Honestly, it feels like the UNIA is under attack again, just like Mr. Garvey went through in the 1920s and 30s. But we're here to work with each and every African who wants to work with us. The UNIA belongs to each and every African who has black African blood coursing through his or her veins. So again, for more information, call 646-807-6502. And on the third of February, 1609 Cecil B. Moore, we will be there. Join us to activate your citizenship in the UNIA. And I thank the call again for the call and the information. Thank you.
Okay, now we have caller 0465. I'm going to open up your mic. Caller 0465, you're on the air. Do you have a question or comment for Mr. Duncan?
Yes. Is that me?
Yeah,
yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, great. Thank you. Listen, I'm calling, and I would like for us as a people, let me say I give thanks for everyone on the line right now. I'm a true member of Division 121. And right now, there's serious things happening in terms of Division 121 and the UNIA. So we're not going to sugarcoat this. What we're allowing right now is for the President General Michael Duncan to come clean with the members of Philadelphia. Because right now, as we stand, Michael, the President General Michael Duncan, who lives in New York, is saying he's the president of Philadelphia. He's now has his name on the building, $100,000 mortgage, and yet the building has no way.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. I had to cut the call short because this is a call brother to brother, and we're not trying to put the whatever laundry that we have. We don't want the world cleaning up our laundry. Or if we have some personal grievances or something, I suggest you come on down to 121 and come on in. And he said February the 3rd, we'll be there. I'll be there. So Brother Elohim will be there, and whoever wants to come in and make a comment or something about whatever's going on. But we need to do it. That's in-house stuff. Michael Duncan, do you have a comment on what I just said?
Yes, brother. You know, we just have to do the work of the UNIA. And my job here is to serve each and every African. Doesn't matter what the person thinks about me. My job is to work with each and every African. And my job right now is to make the UNIA strong, because none of these brothers on the line are my enemies. These brothers on the line are my friends. And I'm not going to make a system pit me against my brothers, because my makeup does not allow me to fight African people. So we will move forward and continue in Division 121 and make sure that this building here in Philadelphia lasts for the next 300 years to serve our people. Right now, I have been designated as the President General, the protector of the UNIA, and the protector of African people all over. So my love to my brother. I love each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Now, just remember that he made the announcement, February the 1st, 3 o'clock, we'll be there live and in full effect, okay? So anybody that has any in-house comments that you want to pour out, just come on down. And like I said, I'll be there, and we'll all be there, and we'll sit down, and because Michael Duncan just expressed all night on the air. He's open. He's ready. He's willing. Come on down. Let's get it on. Let's build what we have to build. This is where he's coming from. So if you got it, bring it. We can deal with it. We don't care what it is. You bring it, we can deal with it, because that's who we are. That's what we do. That's what leadership does. Leadership fixes problems. And if there's any problems that's going on, starting February the 3rd, we're going to take care of them. Streets on the horse's mouth. I'd like to bring on a friend of mine. I always bring him in. We only got about 3 minutes left. I'd like to bring him on for just a second. Brother Mac from Radio Mac, you want to give us a brief shout out? Well, I did extend the time for half an hour. I don't know how much time our Brother Duncan has, but we could go over if we want, okay? So 1927, you're on the air. Are you there? Okay, 1927. He's not. Well, he's not coming through. Okay, so we have basically about 2 minutes left. That's the time that we booked. So we've been on the air for almost an hour. And personally, everybody that has called in, the board is like lighting up like a Christmas tree. And I want to thank everybody that has called in, and especially I want to thank our brother Duncan, Mr. President. I'm sorry. We get too comfortable because, you know, but I have to remember who I'm talking to. I'm talking to a state, and I like to give him his props because that's who he is. And everybody that's on the line, our brother, the line, my switchboard is full. It takes over 100 calls. The switchboard is full. A lot of people haven't put their hands up, but I want you to know that the people are They're with you. They're interested. They want to be a part of what you're doing. I think what's going on, based on the last caller, they just don't know how. You have to open your arms and let them know how, you know. Let the children in. Come on in, y'all. Let's sit down. I ain't going to spank you today. I'm just going to listen, you know. And they really want, they just don't know how to get in. They don't know how to, you know, to say what they're going to say, how to help you, because they do want to help you. But they don't know how to help you build what you're trying to do. That's why the last question was about your agenda going forward, you know, what's your agenda for the UNIA. So if you want to give us a brief synopsis again, go back over what your agenda for the UNIA going forward is, we're going to let you close out, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. Brother, I want to thank you so very much for reaching out to me. I want to thank you so much for giving me the platform to speak to all my brothers and sisters who are listening. Today is a wonderful time for us. We realize that distractions are always going to be thrown in our midst. However, if you believe in race first and you practice race first, you can overcome that. At this time, just like Mr. Garvey was chosen as the first president general, I am chosen as his 10th successor, the 11th president general. Mr. Garvey was the protector of the UNIA then. I am the protector of the UNIA now. Many people supported Mr. Garvey then. Some betray him also. I'm asking you as my brothers and sisters to come out and give me your undying support. If you believe in Mr. Garvey, support the person that's standing in his shoes. My objective right now, the main part of my plan right now, is to build a membership. And how we have to build a membership is through recruitment, recruitment, recruitment. And the first thing I'm doing is to make sure all my families and friends are committed dues paying members of the UNIA. Make sure that happens, because when that happens, our numbers increase, our economics increase. So the agenda, recruitment, 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 which also leads to economic strength. Again, I thank each and every one of the callers who called. I thank the listeners. And you, my brother, I thank you for hosting this program. I thank you for considering me and for giving me the platform. With that, I said one God, one aim, one destiny. Long live Marcus Garvey.
Well, thank you very much. And we are, everybody that called in wants you to know that we're with you. We just have to know how to be with you, you know, and that's where we're at right now. So with that, I'd like to thank everybody, and especially our brother 5828. I know you have more questions to ask. I'm sorry. And if I missed anybody, I apologize. There's so many calls here. If I missed anybody, I apologize. We only have a certain amount of time, and hopefully we can get Mr. President Michael Ara Duncan to come back again and do this with again. Would you be willing to come back again at another time and host another show, Mr. Duncan?
Brother, it's always an honor to speak to African people. So anytime you want me on, just let me know. I'm actually leaving out of the country on the 20th. I'm going to Ghana and Liberia. Then I'll be back. I'll actually be back for the meeting. So, brother, just give me a call. Tell me anytime you want me on, my brother.
I sure will. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, you heard it straight from the president's mouth. He will come back if we ask him to come back. And you know I'm going to ask him to come back, that's for sure. So with that, I want to say I love you. You got to stay strong. And remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. If the act you're committing won't make another person feel good, don't commit the act. Much love, guys.
Much love, brother. Thank you.